to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A little creation for orchestra by Frederick Delius, a scherzo for orchestra, with the English Northern Philharmonia, conducted by David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. Classical music continues on in the afternoon hours. I'm Jeb Watson, very glad to have joined you. The Academy of St. Martin in the Fields makes an appearance a bit later on for a concerto for winds by Raphon Williams and music for violin and piano by Paganini, some variations on a theme by Rossini, all in front of us as the afternoon continues. We'll bring you next the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra led by Jesús López Cobos with work by Maurice Ravel, something from the early days of the French composer, who was, although French, had some Spanish roots as well. And the impetus for the following work was a Spanish habanera that Ravel wrote for two pianos around the year of 1895, which he kept expanding upon. It was subsequently orchestrated and known now as his Rhapsody Espanol. Jesús López Cobos leads the Cincinnati Symphony for us next on Kansas Public Radio. That dates from around the turn of the 20th century, from Maurice Ravel, the Rhapsody Espagnole, performed for us by the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, led by conductor Jesús López Cobos, today on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 12:30, and in the second half of the hour, coming up in about 10 minutes, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, with an English wind concerto, one for oboe by Raphon Williams. That's still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Curious KC from Flatland, answering questions about our region. What do you want to know about Kansas City? More at flatlandkc.org/curiouskc. And the Topeka Zoo presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, an evening of wine tasting, food, and entertainment to support the work of the Topeka Zoo, Saturday. Tickets available at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. A little music for you now by Niccolo Paganini, writing for violin, in this case of some introduction and variations on a theme from Rossini's opera Tancredi, Il Palpiti. Gil Shaham is our violinist and joined on piano by Akira Yaguchi on Kansas Public Radio. Known as Il Palpiti, or variations on a theme from Rossini's opera Tancredi, music by Paganini and played by violinist Gil Shaham at piano Akira Yaguchi here on KPR, where the time is 2:40, 20 minutes until the news from NPR at the top of the hour. More classical music to follow. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. I want to take just a second to say that the Campaign for Excellence, KPR Spring Membership Drive, finished up strong on Friday, with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners in support of KPR. Thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. Your support makes KPR programming possible. If it's something that you meant to do but never got around to it, you can always donate online at that website, kansaspublicradio.org. KPR would also like to thank local businesses like the Burger Stand and Taco Zone, whose generous donations also help to make KPR's membership drive possible. And without further ado, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is here, conducted by Sir Neville Mariner, and with them, Celia Nicklin, an oboe virtuoso, for a concerto that English composer Raphon Williams created around the year of 1943. This is the Oboe Concerto. Next on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1943, the Oboe Concerto by Raphon Williams. We heard the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under Sir Neville Mariner and the oboe played by Celia Nicklin here on Kansas Public Radio, where we're about ready for NPR News, followed by the next hour's music, which we'll hear some of Vivaldi's music for cello and the Bochum Symphony with a modern partita. Coming up on KPR.
I'm Jesse from NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And the company's First Amendment right to protected speech.
Greg Allen reporting. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed, a hiring platform committed to helping businesses of all sizes. Businesses can invite candidates to apply, then schedule and conduct interviews in one place. Indeed.com/NPR. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A tune by an American composer called The White Peacock was written by composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, an American composer who was born in New York in the late 19th century and initially a champion of a new American style influenced by German Romanticism, although he quickly switched to French Impressionism, the latter of which being very much on display in his tune, The White Peacock. We heard Gerard Schwartz lead the Seattle Symphony on Kansas Public Radio to begin with things as classical music continues, and it's good to be with you for it. I'm Jeff Watson. In about 15 minutes from now, we're enjoying music from an Austrian composer, likewise mainly of the 20th century, one Joseph Marx, composing in a classical style, partita in modo antico. That's with us in a few minutes here on KPR. Here at the KU campus, it is 65 degrees. A high of 67 for our afternoon. Skies for the most part cloudy. Tonight, skies should be cloudy with lows of 48 degrees. A slight chance of showers as well. Tomorrow, we got a 40% chance of showers. Skies cloudy, high of 62, 30% chance of rain for Thursday night. So an excellent possibility of rain of some kind within the next few days. Take a few minutes to enjoy music by Vivaldi next. A sonata for cello in A minor. In this case, a sonata for two cellos, as a matter of fact. Our cellists are Honor Bilsma and Francesco Galgione, Ivano Genegi playing lute, and at the keyboard, Andrea Marcon. They're next on Kansas Public Radio. One of Vivaldi's works, a sonata for cello in E minor, performed by cellists Honor Bilsma and Francesco Galgione, playing lute Ivano Genegi and at harpsichord Andrea Marcon, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's approaching 1:28. At the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're enjoying classics until 3 today. Celebrating 70 years on the air. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. KPR's Spring Membership Drive, the Campaign for Excellence, wrapped up on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Every dollar pledged is an investment in great music, in-depth news, and unparalleled entertainment. Thank you, everybody who made a pledge during the drive. If you meant to do so but didn't get around to it, you can always make your contribution online at Kansas Public Radio. .org. Next on KPR, we have something for you from a 20th century Austrian composer, was as well as a composer of over 120 Lieder or art songs, who was also a teacher and music critic, the director of the Vienna Music Academy from 1922 on. Here, composer Joseph Marx works in a bit of an outmoded style in a piece from 1945, Partita in Modo Antico. Stephen Sloan leads the Bochum Symphony Orchestra on KPR. Music that dates from the year 1945 by Austrian composer Josef Marx. Partita in modo antico. With Stephen Sloan, conductor of the Bochum Symphony Orchestra, today on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2 o'clock. The news from NPR is up ahead, followed by our next hour, where we'll take in the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra and Brahms' Haydn Variations. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Points. The Dow was down 240 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There's a notable bit from El Amor Brujo, or Love, the Magician, from Manuel de Falla, The Ritual Fire Dance, as played by the Philadelphia Orchestra under conductor Eugene Ormandy on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with you once more for another hour of the classics, which we'll enjoy between now and 3. The Raglan Baroque Players have one of the violin concertos of Pietro Locatelli, plus a little bit of music that Beethoven wrote for mandolin, all in front of us in an afternoon of classical music, which is winding its way towards its conclusion with All Things Considered at 3. Next up, the Berlin Philharmonic and conductor Herbert von Karajan, and famous music written by Johannes Brahms, based on some other famous music supposedly written by Haydn. Variations on a theme by Haydn, the theme in question being the Chorale of St. Anthony, piece for winds originally that Brahms got hold of and created a set of variations around. And when he did, the music was simply attributed to Haydn, which is where the title came from, although many people nowadays doubt that Haydn even wrote the piece at all. It's very possible it was written by one of his pupils, Ignatius of Pleyel being the most likely candidate. But whatever the case may be, the title is stuck, and the Haydn variations will be put on for us by the Berlin Philharmonic. Next on KPR. Known as the Variations on a Theme by Haydn, or, perhaps more properly, the St. Anthony Variations. At any rate, music composed by Johannes Brahms, performed for us today by the Berlin Philharmonic under conductor Herbert von Karajan, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2:30. On the way, in about 10 minutes' time, the Raglan Baroque Players will assemble for one of the violin concertos of Pietro Locatelli. That's coming up here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Dubuque Zoo, presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring a silent auction, live music, performers, and more on Saturday. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour. And Kring's Interiors, celebrating 60 years in downtown Lawrence, thankful for the support of Lawrence and the surrounding community. Information on flooring and more available at kringsinteriors.com. Some music of Beethoven is next on KPR. A little something that he came up with for mandolin piano, Andante with Variations. Playing mandolin next on KPR, Leo Schmeyer and Ymir Roman at the keyboard on Kansas Public Radio. In the catalog of Beethoven's works, Andante with Variations for mandolin and piano in the key of D, Leo Schmeyer was our mandolinist with Emir Roman there at the keyboard, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:40, 20 minutes to go until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 o'clock. That'll be followed by more classical music. Destiny Ann Remagen brings you the work tonight from 7 to 9, and tonight, the cats and mice are on the loose. In Destiny's Evening of Classical from 7 to 9, you'll hear Chopin's Grand Waltz, Enigma Variations by Elgar, as well as music that goes meow and squeak. I have to confess here, I'm not quite sure myself, but we'll find out all the details with Destiny Ann Remagen, your host for Music Tonight from 7 to 9, here on Kansas Public Radio. As for our own afternoon of music, we next move on to a concerto by an Italian composer and violinist of the Baroque time, Pietro Antonio Locatelli, who's said to be born in 1695, and about his young life and childhood, there's very, very little known. He shows up again around the year of 1711, briefly as one of the students of Arcangelo Corelli, and who made a name for himself traveling throughout Italy and Germany, giving violin concerts, where he would astound the local audience by playing what appeared to the ear to be fiercely difficult violin passages. We'll hear Locatelli's fifth violin concerto next with the Raglan Baroque Players, led by Nicholas Kramer and violinist Elizabeth Balfish, on KPR. There you have the Raglan Baroque Players, under conductor Nicholas Kramer, with violinist Elizabeth Balfish, in the fifth violin concerto by the Italian Baroque era composer Pietro Locatelli, here on KPR, where it is now about 3 o'clock, and time for me to bid you good afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Appreciate you joining me for the classics in an afternoon of music. Stay with us for All Things Considered, then more classical music with Destiny Ann Remagen with you tonight from 7 to 9. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. As I live-